It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Oh, yes, Al Brooks, the producer and man on the board. Song of the week this week is Break On Through.
You're fantastic.
By the Doors.
Good choice.
No opening quite like that.
You bet.
And I've been saving this song for a very long time because
really?
Of the special show that we have lined up today.
Uh-huh.
And if you can't listen at 920 the AM, The Jersey, certainly you know you can listen anywhere at 920thejersey.com. Just hit that listen live button. And
that's
folks,
right.
We have a very special guest, Alex Kaplan, and he is the president and general manager of Discovery Golf, the engineer of a global golf concept called Golf TV. But before we bring Alex on, if you are a fan of golf worldwide, then you are going to love him. He and his company are doing amazing things to grow the game globally. And, you know, we have him here today on Springdale Golf Live. So
yes,
this is
sir.
A special edition. We're going to talk to him for 30 minutes here. And at this point, you know what? Let's just bring him on, Al.
Let's
Alex Kaplan, welcome to Springdale Golf Live.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, Alex, you know, my listeners have been listening to me pontificate about Discovery Golf and Golf TV since the $2 billion deal broke in June, and then the Tiger in Thanksgiving, and then the European Tour December 1st, and all that you and Stina have working over there. But, you know, from your perspective, the man in charge over there, give us an idea of where the origin of Golf TV came from and why you chose a partner like the PGA Tour when it seems like Discovery Inc. could do whatever they want.
Talking about the origin, I don't know if we can do whatever we want. I think Discovery is a fantastic company with a tremendous history across many different verticals in media. And quite frankly, in the U.S., you know, sports has never been our focus. That is not the case outside the U.S. We own a company called Eurosport, which is kind of like ESPN across Europe. We have Olympic rights everywhere in Europe, kind of like the way NBC does in the U.S. And so as Discovery is trying to figure out how we're going to continue to be successful and grow our business as media consumption changes, as digital becomes more important, we're looking at all sorts of new businesses. And when I first came to Discovery, I ran a business called Eurosport Digital. We're essentially trying to create an online Netflix version of Eurosport. You didn't have to watch it through traditional cable. You could subscribe online. And one of the challenges that we found, it was very difficult to get people to stick with us. On Eurosport, we had a lot of tennis, the Australian Open. So we'd go sell this product in January around the Australian Open, and we'd get hundreds of thousands of people to sign up. But as a multi-sport platform, we didn't have tennis again for another 6 months. And so guess what? All those people that came in and signed up for our product because of the tennis, well, they ended up being disappointed the next week when there wasn't any tennis and they left us. And that's where this idea came. Could we really go deep? Could we go deep in specific verticals? And golf was obviously one of the first things that popped up, because what's great about golf is, yes, people love Tiger. They like to watch it on TV. In certain countries, it's, you know, as big a sport as there is. But they don't just love to watch it. They love to play it. They love to read about it. They love to travel around it. They buy equipment around it. There's fashion based around golf. It is a lifestyle. And so we felt like if we could build a digital product, not just around the live, but around everything that golfers and golf fans love, we had a real opportunity to create a product that people love and build a meaningful business at scale.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, from your lips to God's ears, you know, I hope the PGA of America is listening, because you couldn't have said it better about why golf is such a great sport to play. I almost always attribute it to swimming. It's like something you could do your whole life versus playing basketball or football or even soccer or whatever it may be. So 10 years you guys have signed on, and you just started in January 1st, and you have this amazing content that you're rolling out. And I know that we don't necessarily have all access to it here in the U.S., but on social media, I've seen bits and pieces of this. Where are you starting to develop this content? Do you work overseas with it, or is it here in New York? Kind of give me the business model of what's going on here.
Yeah, sure. So actually, it's 12 years. So our deal with the PGA Tour, yeah, goes 12 years. And what we acquired from the PGA Tour is really all of their media rights everywhere in the world outside the U.S. And so what that means is we have the live broadcast, so the same thing that you see here in the States and on CBS or NBC or the Golf Channel. We have all of those rights. We have all the ancillary feeds that they create, you know, featured holes, featured groups. We have their entire archival rights, all of the replays, all the social media, PGAtour.com outside of the U.S. Falls within our domain. And so we have all of those rights everywhere in the world except the U.S. Now, some of those rights will come in over time, so where in certain countries the PGA Tour has an existing media relationship with a distributor, we obviously won't get the full suite of rights until that deal expires. So for 2019, in a market like Italy, we have everything. If you want to watch the PGA Tour or in Italy, the European Tour, you come to Golf TV. In other markets like the UK, we have some rights, but we won't have all of sort of that full suite, that Italian version, until a few years from now. And the idea and the product and what Golf TV is it's a cornucopia of golf, right? You come in and you can watch the live feed. You can watch a replay. Over time, you're going to be able to watch analysis. We're going to introduce instruction. And I talked about all those other, you know, whether it's merchandise or betting or all sorts of ancillary businesses tied into golf. But today, it's really around creating just an amazing digital viewing experience for all things PGA Tour golf and in many markets, Tiger and European Tour.
Well, now it starts to really come into light where the 12 years makes sense. And, you know, you're starting to use words like cornucopia golf. I always love to use pop culture or golf on my show here. Another one is that I've heard you say several times is you're trying to build an ecosystem around golf. So could you kind of elaborate on what exactly you mean by building an ecosystem around the game?
Yeah, well, that was sort of the point I was making earlier that so what makes golf so compelling is unlike some other sports, I don't want to pick on hockey or any sort of stick and ball sport. Certainly people play those sports, but it's really about watching the live competition. With golf, there's so much more involved. So our vision long-term, that ecosystem that you've heard me talk about, you just mentioned, we can envision a world several years from now where you come into the Golf TV app and you can read about the latest equipment reviews. We have reviews of all the courses out there. You might be able to book tee times in your existing markets. We have special relationships with players like Tiger and others where you can hear them talk to you specifically as a fan about what was happening on the course that week or about the equipment they use or what they eat for breakfast. We might allow you to bet on golf. We can book your travel through us. Buy all your merchandise. You can just imagine, learn how to play golf. Think about all the amazing instructional opportunities, in particular outside the U.S. when you have language issues. We can create instruction in Italian with Italian teachers and Italian players. Today, there's no opportunity for that. So imagine having all of that in one place. Yeah, we want you to watch the live broadcast, but that may not be how you want to engage with golf on that given day. And we still think we can do business with you and create an amazing experience that people are going to love. We want to create an experience where golf fans have to come into our app every single day because they cannot live without it.
Well, I tell you, I can't live without it already, and I can't get it here in the U.S. Now, you've touched upon the Tiger content a couple times throughout your answers here. How did the conversation begin with Tiger? Now, people that know me and know my show, they know that back in the day, from 1998 to 2003, I worked at Isleworth Country Club when Tiger was in his heyday, you know, summer of 2000, three majors, 10 wins, $10 million. And I got to know him very intimately, and I knew his personality, and I saw it in the Farmers Insurance content that you released this past weekend. We saw a different side of Tiger that was so engaging to grow the game. How did that conversation start? Because everybody's wanted Tiger content forever.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we had this idea, not just around Tiger, but around players, right? Because I think one thing about golf is this is a game of superstars. These are, you know, compelling characters, whether they're, you know, the youngest guy in the tour or Gary Player playing on the seniors tour or, you know, still hanging around the game of golf. The players are so compelling. So we always had it in our mind that we wanted to create and tell stories that you can't see on traditional television with players, and digital lends itself to that because of the nature of the medium. So in terms of Tiger specifically, okay, well, where do you start? We did some research outside the U.S. In every single country in the world, Tiger is the most popular golfer in that country, which is unbelievable. We didn't want to start with an American player. We're building a global product. In many ways, it didn't make sense. Then we did the analysis and looked at Tiger's popularity, looked at what happened towards last year as he came back and said, God, we got to do business with this guy. And then we knew Tiger's team, his management team, his agent, for many years. I had done business with them around a different sport back in my DirecTV days with the Manning brothers. And we started having a conversation with Mark and his team about doing something different. We kind of laid it out. It sounded interesting. But really, we weren't sure it made sense until we went and talked to Tiger, because none of this works unless he's into it. And David Zaslav, our CEO, who might be the only person who's as passionate about what we're building, more passionate about it than I am, and I think you guys as well. We went down and talked to Tiger, and he told us. He said, "Look, I have been looking for a way to engage with my fans in a more authentic way. I want to grow golf all over the world. He's certainly going to continue to talk to the media in the U.S. like he always does, but he wants to tell and explain to people who he really is. He's actually, as you know, he's a hilarious guy.
He's hilarious.
But it's hard to do that, when he's getting in the media scrub. This gives him an opportunity in his own, in a place where he's comfortable with a medium that I think is more conducive to talking about, his personality, to talk to his fans every single day." And he was as excited as we were. And then that's when David and I knew. We said, we have to do this. It's a no-brainer.
Well, I'll tell you, you touched on it right there. Content is king right now, and you guys are certainly moving into the royalty status. One of the things that I saw, and you guys are, you have the content of the European Tour, is they created their own content committee. Are you familiar with that commercial that they created online, their content committee?
Yes, I've watched. Even as we were looking at this deal before it was announced, we were paying attention to the type of content that they produce, and I saw that piece. It's hilarious.
Well, I wanted to share a couple ideas with you. I had to maybe you guys could do some PGA Tour and have your own content committee that maybe you and I and Stina can form. And if David wants to join us, Zaslav, that'd be great too. But I had a couple ideas. One of the funny lines of that online YouTube commercial is that Henrik Stenson says that they need cats. The cats are really popular on YouTube. And I thought that I should make a suggestion to you that we have the biggest cat in the world in Tiger Woods. And they also go on to further that they want cats playing pianos. And for those of you who this is kind of sounds odd, you've got to go see it on YouTube, the European Tour's content committee. Just search that. It's an amazing piece of content where these guys let their guard down and they're really funny. Tommy Fleetwood and Eddie Pepperell and Lee Westwood. But I was thinking, in order to counter the European Tour, the PGA Tour could just have Tiger playing the piano. What do you think about that for a comeback?
I love it. I was texting Mark Steinberg as you were explaining this to see if we could get if he would agree to do it. So we'll see what we can do. I love it.
All right, I got to cut. Go ahead.
I got more. Keep going.
Oh, right. I got a couple of more in the works here. I heard during the Super Bowl, there's a big rumor that The Big Lebowski 2 is coming out, right? And that's a cult favorite movie. And Jeff Bridges in that movie, I mean, he's kind of got a little bit of a Phil Mickelson late 40s look going on, So I was thinking maybe Jeff Bridges or The Big Lebowski, he comes out of his coma and instead of thinking he's a millionaire, he's confused for Phil Mickelson. What do you think about that?
I love it. We'll just have to get Phil on board with Golf TV and we'll make it happen.
All right. Fair enough. One last one. You got to go after these young guns these days, right? And The Bachelor is just unbelievably popular amongst, especially if Golf TV, we want to go the inclusive route and we want to make sure we're getting as much of the female demographic to watch. I was thinking Cameron Champ as The Bachelor, right? With the tagline, ladies love the long ball. We get 20 women lined up to date him as he goes from tour site to tour site. Some of these crazy ideas, I think that the European Tour is onto something, and hopefully you'll keep an open mind with some of the fun we're having here today on Springdale Golf Live.
I'm going to bring all three ideas to our Golf TV content committee, which is a real thing, not as funny as the European Tour. But listen, in all seriousness, this is the type of stuff we want to do. Even see some hires we make in the space going forward. I think there's going to be an irreverence to the Golf TV brand. I think golf fans want to engage with it. It goes back to the players. These guys are hilarious. They're amazing personalities. They're obviously great golfers. you're going to see us create content similar to that. We're going to tell stories, whether they're serious or funny, with players that you don't see anywhere else. And that's going to be a big part of Golf TV. I think it's a huge opportunity for us. So I love your ideas, but it's also, on a serious note, exciting and a huge part of what we're trying to build.
Folks, we're here talking to Alex Kaplan. He's the president of Discovery Golf. And in 2013, I just want to point out, he was Sports Business Journal awarded top 40 under 40 professionals in the sports business world. And he is an extraordinary personality and leading the way with Golf TV. Right now, I got a long list here, Alex, but we got to go to break. All right. It's 3:15 here in Princeton. It's 1:15 for our friends out in Scottsdale listening. Alex, hold on the line. We'll be back in 60 seconds, and we're going to talk a little bit more about content and growing the game. Talk to you soon.
You got it.
Folks, we'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf, with a focus on three core pillars: youth, military, and special needs. The NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org. Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
Welcome back to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart. You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. There it is, Al Brooks. I went. It was such a special week, us having Alex Kaplan on, that with two songs of the week. You know, I had Break On Through in the first segment with The Doors, and I love The Doors, one of my favorite bands of all time.
Mine also.
And you know, I just love The Doors, and I was saving that song for a long time for someone who is about to break on through to new golf horizons. And you know what? It's a new sensation thanks to NXS. So I couldn't choose the song of the week, so I went with both. So I appreciate your help on the board putting all this together today.
No problem.
You are the man, the myth, the legend, Al Brooks.
We're making it work.
As we do each and every week. Just like last week down at Lake Nona, reporting live from the PGA show. Yes. Well, without further ado, let's get back to talking to Alex. Yeah. Alex, welcome back to the show. So happy to have you here today and talk about this stuff. We had some fun right before the break, and we're going to have some more fun with Alex as we get to the end of the show today with a little rapid-fire Q&A, which we're known for here on Springdale Golf Live. We love to touch upon the personal side of our guests, but one of the things that I always think about as a PGA professional, Alex, is that golf covers five generations, and there aren't a lot of marketplaces that you've dealt with professionally or that in sport, in anything, that cover five different generations. So anything from my kids that are 9 and 11 years old to my parents' parents, which might be 85, right? How does Golf TV plan to engage this next generation of digital consumer? Because the baby boomers are kind of bought in, but us Generation Xers and then the millennials and so on down the line, how is Golf TV going to go after this audience?
Yeah, look, I hadn't actually thought about it in terms of five generations. That's I love that. I think we're going to have to start using that. But part of what we're trying to do around growing the game is engage younger people. Let's be honest. I mean, it's one of golf's challenges, right? If you look at the golf viewing audience, it tends to skew older. And we're not going to run away from that. If golf fans and the folks that tend to watch it on TV tend to be older, well, we're certainly going to cater to them, and we want to continue to put that golf content in front of them in the most compelling way and engage with them. That's great. But if we're going to make this 12-year bet pay off, we're going to have to start getting younger people to see what's so great about golf. So we're talking about players, to start engaging with the players in different ways. And this is why this is where Golf TV, I think, is interesting and it really works. It is primarily a digital platform. And where are younger people engaging with content? They're not doing that through traditional television. They're doing it online. It's cliche, but it's 100% accurate. And so we're going to make this content available to that younger generation exactly where they're consuming content, on Facebook, on digital, on their iPhone, on their Android device. We're going to produce it in a way that's conducive to those platforms. And obviously, we're going to have to start telling stories in more interesting ways that work for that younger audience. And listen, it's really easy for me to say this. Everyone wants to engage with a younger audience. Everyone wants digital to work. And I'm sure our friends at the PGA Tour would agree with me. Our challenge over the next several years is to try a bunch of things. We'll fail at some, but figure out what works. We're going to listen to our customers, and we're going to see what they engage with. And then we're going to do more of that. And a big part of that is going to be putting that content on phones and iPads and connected devices, and making sure we get younger people talking about watching and consuming golf.
Folks, we're here talking to Alex Kaplan. He's the president and general manager of Discovery Golf and the team that's putting together Golf TV for digital content and coverage of golf, building a golf ecosystem for the future here. And there's no doubt, you know, 2 weeks ago, I was at the biggest B2B meeting in all of golf, the PGA Merchandise Show, and everyone, to quote you, is looking for a younger audience, right? And I really think that you guys have tapped into something here, because I didn't hear anything really new about how to do that at the show. But when I started to do the research about what you guys are doing at Golf TV, the thing that struck me as the coolest thing that I've heard in digital content since the news broke about the 12 years, $2 billion back in June, was this localized content. So please, could you speak about the future of localized content to places like Italy and Spain, and then eventually the U.S. and wherever it is going? I thought that was the coolest idea, and I want you to share that with my listeners.
Yeah, sure. So if you think about how PGA Tour content has historically been distributed, they've essentially taken the U.S. feed. So the same broadcast that you see on CBS or NBC, and the PGA Tour has done a fantastic job of distributing that all over the world. In fact, they built, before Discovery got involved, a really significant distribution business saying, hey, we're going to put that same feed, that same coverage all over the world. But it's almost always been in English. And it's primarily focused, the editorial, the coverage is, for obvious reasons, focused on American players. And so the example I always use is, you're a golf fan in Spain. You're following Sergio Garcia. If Sergio's not in contention on a given week, you're literally not going to see him play. So our vision over time is to use the technology and the sort of featured group production capability that exists today and start tailoring those featured groups around specific countries. At the same time, we're also going to put the content in language. We're going to hire local talent to actually talk about it in Spanish. We're going to put our app, all of our content in Spanish. We're going to deliver the content the way Spanish or Japanese or Italian customers are used to seeing their sports content, not in English. It sounds simple, but it's a massive change, and we hope it'll drive that engagement that we were talking about earlier.
Well, one of the things that drives engagement here at Springdale Golf Live to my listeners is that whenever we have guests on, we've had some fantastic guests over the time that we've been on the air, is that we love to have a little fun with them and show a little personal side, similar to what we've been kind of talking about when it comes to Tiger or the rest of the guys on tour, when it comes to content, like the content committee from the European Tour. So if you're up for it, we're going to do a little rapid fire Q&A, and we're going to learn a little bit more about the man that is Alex Kaplan. And, you know, maybe what's going on behind the curtain of Golf TV. You know, you ready?
I'm psyched. Let's do it.
All right. So you have a vacation coming. You going skiing or swimming?
Swimming.
Jordan or LeBron?
Jordan.
Favorite app on your phone?
Right now, Apple News.
All right. Rams or Patriots this weekend?
Well, neither, but I'll take the Rams.
All right. Hung Sung Choi, you like him, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. You got a choice. You could sit at one of the par threes, 16th at Waste Management this weekend or 17th at TPC Sawgrass.
Oh, see, that one's going to kill me. I want to say Waste Management, but out of deference to my friends and partners of the PGA Tour, I'm going to go Ponte Vedra.
All right. Fair enough. Tiger or Phil?
Come on.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Tiger. I'm just having some fun here. All right, yeah. Alex, cut me some slack. All right, when you play golf, music, yes or no?
No.
Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel?
Kimmel.
Coffee, yes or no?
Yes.
Morning or a night person?
Night.
All right. Good man. I appreciate you going through that for me. My listeners, I get the most coverage of that on social media from people when when I get these crazy questions out there. And pardon me for asking the Tiger Phil question. You're right. You know, that one should have been an obvious answer. But
well, I love Phil, too. I love Phil. I'm a lefty, so I root for him. But, you know.
Oh, well, tell me a little bit about your golf game, then. You're a lefty, right? You're one of the leaders in growing the game, you know, like a Seth Waugh, like Pete Pavakwa was. I mean, you've taken this leadership role on. Everything you've been a part of, the NBA, DirecTV, you've been able to get more people behind your movement. Tell me a little bit about your golf game.
I think I already told you the best part of it. I'm left-handed. No, listen, I'm an aspiring golfer. I've been playing for years, but I have little kids and I travel all over the place. So I do not get to play enough. So I want that next time I come on your show, let's talk more about my golf game, because I expect it will be massively improved.
Well, I tell you what, you have a standing invitation whenever in the New York area to come down to Princeton. Come see me at Springdale Golf Club. You can get a free lesson for coming on and telling us all about what you're doing to grow the game. Because as a PGA professional and someone who spent my whole life behind the counter of a golf shop, I cannot begin to thank you enough for all that you and the team at Discovery Golf is doing to grow the game. I mean, to quote you, you said you're having a lot of fun working on this project, right? So it sounds to me like you guys, I mean, I'm looking into this, right? Discovery Inc. offers 29 network brands in 33 languages in 400 plus million homes in like 200 plus countries, right? You know, at some point, do you think we'll see like a PGA Tour channel? You know, there's an NHL channel, an NFL channel. Do you think we'll see a PGA Tour channel?
Well, I think what we're doing is even better than that. Golf TV is a PGA Tour channel for the next generation, right? I mean, we're building Netflix and golf. What's bigger than Netflix right now? So, sure, you might see a channel one day, but I'd argue that we're already there with Golf TV. So, we're thinking on that. We're thinking even bigger.
Ooh, I like that. I like that tremendously. I mean, that's just amazing stuff. How do you feel about the Waste Management this week? You like that kind of golf tournament? A lot of people like to talk about it and knock it down, but I think it goes along the lines of what you all are trying to do, which have fun, grow the game. What are your thoughts on this week?
I love it. We talked about engaging a younger audience. Obviously, that tournament, more than any of them, does it. I've been there. They do a fantastic job. People are having a lot of fun and loving golf. Sure, maybe you don't do that every week, but I think it's fantastic. I think you got to look at new ways to do things. You got to evolve, evolve the game, evolve the way people watch it. And, you know, I know that the Jay and the team are all about that. And so I think it's fantastic.
Well, there's a couple big events on the radar coming up that are less than 100 days away. You've got the Players Championship, which we just talked about in Ponte Vedra. And then we also have the Masters. Does Golf TV, could you give us a little bit of a preview or a trailer here as to maybe something special you have planned for Golf TV leading up to one of those two events?
Well, look, I think the Players is going to be, we'll have had three or four events under our belt with Tiger. And so I think, and we obviously know he's going to be there at the Players. I don't think he's announced his schedule, but it seems highly likely that he'll be playing that event. So I think what's going to be exciting about Players is that it'll be one of the first events where we'll really know what we're doing with him. We'll have a real cadence. And so I think we're going to get some awesome stuff from him that week. And obviously, you know, for us, you know, the Players is another major. And so there's not a bigger event in the PGA Tour schedule. So we're going to get behind it in a big way from a promotional standpoint, get Tiger behind it, produce some really hilarious, compelling content with him. And I think it's going to be a real coming out party for us. So we're excited.
Well, you know, folks, make sure you follow these guys on social media at Golf TV, because the content already is hilarious. It's engaging. It's infectious. And to quote you just right there, you said awesome stuff. Alex Kaplan, I can't thank you enough for coming on today, spending the time. You have been awesome stuff. It's been tremendous for my listeners, and I look forward to keeping the conversation going, and best of luck in 2019, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much. Appreciate all the support. Really, really amazing. Thanks.
All right. Take care now. Well, there you go, Al Brooks.
Yes, sir.
We have broken on through to a new form of digital content here in golf. And, you know, this new sensation. You love how I do that week in and week out,
don't you?
You just do. And, you know, one of the things that's important week in and week out is all our thank yous. We got to thank you, our sponsors, New Jersey Golf Foundation, Summit Golf Brands, and, you know, all the brands beneath them. Certainly Al Brooks on the board, Springdale Board of Governors, and Troon Golf Management. Folks, you know I'm heading to Springdale, but where are you headed? Let the tower be your guide. And from New York City to Philadelphia, and of course everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.